opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So Laura, like, yeah, I don't think they're trading him. To me, you're more likely to trade an RFA if you can't get a deal done or it's turning into a tense negotiation. And obviously, in the end, this ended up being a relatively easy negotiation. It gets done before July 1. You don't have to worry about him sitting out there. You don't have to go take care of all your UFA business first. There's no filing for arbitration. Like, this got done early. You know, this is early by NHL standards. So it's a little, 3.2 million is a little higher than I would have wanted for Lauri, but Brian, you mentioned it, like AFP Analytics had him just over 3 million on a 2-year deal. So like, it's hard to argue that it's like really an overpay, maybe just a slight one, but to get a deal done without any animosity for a young player that you hope is going to be part of your long-term future, I think it's pretty good business. You know, like, yeah, now you have 2 more years to evaluate what he's ultimately going to be. Laura has 2 more years to prove himself before he gets what he's obviously going to hope that next contract is the big payday of his career. He's going to go out and do the work to make sure that happens. But to me, it makes a lot of sense for both sides.
Okay, so he signs a bridge deal. Make no mistake about it. It's a prove it deal. Okay. 2 years, 3.2 million. This contract, to me, don't, you know, mistake my opinion. I believe that they signed him to this contract because they want him to be on the team for the next 2 years to prove himself and hopefully be a fixture in their long-term plans as well on a future contract. Is there any possibility in your minds that signing him to this deal could be an instrument in helping move him if he was potentially a trade possibility where now a team sees him under contract and at a certain AAV? Could that help a team with a pending RFA to get him locked up and then have more of a sign and trade? I don't think that's happening at all. I think like 99.9% chance that's not happening, but could that theoretically help that cause? Cause you know, his name was kind of floated out there, at least among Bruins fans. Like maybe he's somebody that you could package this year with a future draft pick or something for something. I don't know.
And if you're looking at the totality of this deal, his second year of this contract, the cap will be around 104 million, right? So that, I think that's where around it's projected to be next year. And then, yeah, and then 113 the following year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as it pertains to Mason Lauri, he has the 2025-26 season at 3.2 average, yeah, annual average cap hit, and the cap is I think 95, right? And then next year it's 104. So I mean, 3.2 out of 104 cap isn't, you know, whatever. That's actually, you know, probably more like in the twos when you actually look at the roster allocation. So, all right, what else do we want to talk about?
Well,
when's Geeky going to be signed?
Yeah, I had some. Definitely a connecting thought to Geeky, but just one last, you know, thing to say about the contract for Lauri. I think pretty much a consensus, it feels like, was to do the bridge deal and not go for a 4 or 5 year contract. That's probably one of the reasons why this negotiation gets done quicker, is because 2 years seemed sensible. And for Lorai, if he has a great 2 years, maybe he gets a bigger deal anyway at the end of this, on kind of a prove it contract. If he can clean up the defensive side of his game, and be an asset offensively and show those skills, continue to show those skills, he might be able to work himself up to an even bigger payday in 2 years from now. 3.2 is really not that bad. And I did put up a poll on the Skate Pod Twitter, so I didn't want to go through the early results of that. It's been up for about 40 minutes, or I guess an hour now. And so far, there's 330 votes, and 76% say good deal. 24% say overpay. So that's, you know, a lot of times we get closer to 50-50. I actually thought it would be, because in the comment section on different posts that Scott and I had made about it, there was back and forth, like overpay, good deal, overpay, like just straight up back and forth comments. But it would appear Bruins fans, the majority of them, think that 3.2 for 2 years is a pretty good deal.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, so vocal minority on that one. Speaking out against it on Twitter. Yeah, I mean, look, and now obviously, as Brian was starting to allude to, like, Morgan Geeky is the next big order of business as it relates to restricted free agents. Yeah, I would say it's fair to say the Bruins would prefer to get this done before July 1st, but they don't have to. If these negotiations drag on, he's still under team control. He's still a restricted free agent. In theory, you might have to worry about an offer sheet, but even with what Edmonton did last year, like, I don't expect like a huge wave of offer sheets this year. I think you might see a few. Maybe Geeky's one of them, but sometimes that can even help just get a deal done. Like, you know, sometimes if the offer sheet comes in and it's a number that you're willing to match, like, then you just match it and now your negotiation's over. If it's higher, then yeah, then you have to debate whether to trade them for whatever the return is in that compensation range. But yeah, obviously that's, I think we'd all agree, that's probably a little tougher negotiation than Lorai. You know, Lorai seemed fairly obvious that like a bridge deal might be best for all sides. Geeky, I think both sides want something longer term, but how much longer term and what the number ends up being and what the trade protection is and like all that stuff makes it a little more complicated. So I'm not surprised that Lorai got done first. And I wouldn't be surprised if Geeky does take, you know, past July 1st to get done.
And also Geeky played himself into a different pay level than he was at last time. Whereas Lorai didn't have quite as an explosive season last year. It wasn't the kind of season where you go, okay, wow, I don't know what the, you know, this next contract's going to have to be a decent jump. Whereas Geeky is in that conversation. I want to read one of the comments from our underneath our poll. And it is from Lynn in Methuen. She said, about the contract, I'm glad. Let's see how new coaches and more realistic minutes and matchups look. The kid makes mistakes, but he will improve. You know, new coach, new, you know, there's going to be some changes around him. There might be some changes in philosophy on his usage with Marco Sturm now in control. So I guess, yeah, he is going to be somebody that who could potentially benefit from the change that was made this offseason in terms of the coaching staff.
Yeah, and when,
yeah,
when
and the Sturm, realistic minutes was a big part too.
Yeah,
when
Sturm was on Felger and Maz after his introductory press conference, he was asked specifically about Lorai and like made it clear like, yeah, he has to be better, but like we're gonna work with him. And he also alluded to Lorai having pretty good results when he played with Charlie McAvoy last year, which is something I've also alluded to a bunch. So that made me think, like, as of now, at least, depending on, you know, who they add this offseason, makes me think Sturm has it in his mind that he wants to start the year with Lorai paired with McAvoy and see how that goes. Because, listen, if that ends up working, that is best case scenario for everyone, right? Like, then the Bruins, I think the Bruins defense pairs, like, obviously you still need someone on the right side, but they really start to fall in line nicely if Lorai works with McAvoy. If he doesn't, then you're into, okay, do you load up with Hampus Lindholm there, which has never really worked quite as well as you would hope. Like, you would hope Lindholm and McAvoy would have more chemistry the times that they have played together. Do you go Zadorov there, which had very mixed results last year? And, like, all of a sudden, like, things aren't quite falling into line right. So I think that would be the right move is for Sturm to start them together and see how, basically give Lorai the chance to either show that he can handle it or play himself off that pairing. And then you kind of have to, you know, move him down, regroup a little and keep working with him and try to figure it out.
So what has Lorai shown to you, Scott, to this point defensively that he could handle those top assignments with McAvoy? And I know we've seen them in the past together, but I mean, like, consistently. Are you optimistic that defensively he could handle that?
Well, so I'm going to reframe it a little bit because
I
actually envision optimizing Lorai McAvoy as more of an offensive pairing and getting them out there in the offensive zone, feasting on bottom six lines. And, you know, Zadorov, Peak, and Hampus Lindholm, whoever, can get some of the tougher assignments, or at least more of the defensive zone starts. Yeah, look, if he's playing with McAvoy, he's going to get some tough matchups. Like, that's going to be unavoidable. And have I seen enough from Lorai to think he can handle that? No, like, definitely not yet. He's struggled defensively. He's gotten pushed around in his own zone at times. My idea there would be get them out of the defensive zone. Like, how do I get those guys as much time in the offensive zone as possible? And try to optimize them that way. Put them out there with the Pastrnak line and be on the attack and hope that turns into like a five-man unit that creates offense and spends a lot of time down that end of the ice. That's not to say that Lorai's not going to have to play defense or doesn't have to get better there. He does. But my idea would be to pick and choose spots quite a bit with that pairing.
Yeah, I think that that's a way to optimize Lorai's offense, like you're mentioning. I think it's a way to optimize his development because playing alongside Charlie McAvoy as somebody who could teach him in different situations. And Charlie McAvoy is also someone who can cover up some of the defensive mistakes because of who he is. So it's almost one of the safer options.
Or rather who he can be. You know what I mean? There's been times where I've seen McAvoy struggle himself defensively in recent, you know, campaigns at times.
I still view Charlie McAvoy as somebody that is going to be there if there is trouble to
kind of
read it and know what to do in those situations where maybe there's a bad read by Lorai or there's a turnover or something and he has to cover for, you know, his D partner. I think he's one of the better players at that. So especially considering if it was Lorai Peak, I don't think Peak does that as well. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, compared to some of the other partners, I think that you can hide some of Lorai's flaws on in that pairing as he learns from McAvoy how to do things better. Mm.
So I'm intentionally just poking holes a little bit here just to, you know, look at all sides and answer some questions that I have as well. But conceptually, I'm with you guys. Like that is also what I would do is I would put those two together and I would spot them. I think I think it'll be more challenging on the road than at home because obviously when you're the visiting team, the home team has the final change. So yes, you could still have them in an offensive draw, but maybe in a non-icing situation, the home team can maybe put their better defensive forwards out there. But yes, I think that is something that the Bruins should start with, and see how it goes ultimately. Because I think, like Scott said, that's the best way that their pairs will fall into place. I think you want to split up McAvoy and Lindholm. You want to have that balance, I think, and Zadorov and Peak in a third pair role, I think is great. And then of course we have that big question mark on the right side between McAvoy and Peak that I think we'll either see. I think we'll see it be addressed somehow. I don't know if it'll be trade or free agency, but I have to imagine that like that's not going to be Andrew Peak on that slot to start the year, you know, or even somebody else internal. I mean, Henry Yokiharu is somebody people have mentioned, but like he's not even signed, and I don't know if they're going to sign him. And even if they do, I see him more as probably a third pair guy anyway. But
yeah
it's like
UFA, so
yeah, it's like him and Peak would both ideally be third pairing guys. So that's still. Like you're stretching to fill a top four role if one of those guys is in it.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.